This shiur is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmosi of Chaim Feigenbaum, our unforgettable friend, Chaim Yasocha ben Yechiel Zeidel Doiv. Shianuach b'sholom al Meshkova, he should be a militzyosha for his beautiful family. The topic we will be discussing today in Parshas V'yechi is an interesting topic. It has some halachic implications, but more than anything else, it's a fascinating sugya. The Ora Chaim HaKodesh, in the last passage, the last paragraph in Ora Chaim and Chumash Bereishis, the Ora Chaim deals with a posuk. After Yaakov Avinu passed away, Yosef's brothers were terrified. Maybe now he will take revenge. And then Yosef calls his brothers and he speaks to their hearts and he says, V'yomer aleihem Yosef al tira'u ki atachas elukim oni v'atem chashavtem alai ro. And the Arachayim HaKadosh has a very interesting comment, and he says, this is similar to a situation in which a person wanted to poison his friend and kill him with a toxin, and instead of giving him samamovis, he gave him great, good wine. And he did not do any Aveda, that is not considered a transgression, and he needs no kapora, even b'dinei shomayim. So Yosef tells his brothers, well, you had terrible intentions, you wanted to destroy me, but as we now see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had different cheshbonos, and everything was for the better, and therefore you have nothing to worry about. And everybody is astonished by the Or Chaim HaKodesh's argument. Well, it contradicts a Gemara Mefureshes twice in Shas, Kedushin Pei Aleph Omid Beis, and in Nozichov Gimel Omid Aleph. In both places, Chazal interpret the posuk, Ma'idich Siv Isho Haferim V'Hashem Yislachlo. Isho Shenodre Benozio, or she did a neder, she wasn't aware that the Baal annulled the neder and it was no longer valid. And Chazal say, that's what the Gemara says in Kiddushin. And he said, that she needs a kapora, or he needs a kapora. And Chazal make it very clear. Mi shitkaven lechol bosa chazio. B'sofo shel davar achal basar telet, tzarich mechilis lech vekapora. And in the same token, this woman intended to violate her neder, which is an aveda, even though there was no neder. And the husband invalidated this neder. Nevertheless, tzicha, mechila, slicha, vekapara, which totally contradicts l'cha'ora, what the Or Chaim HaKodesh says, and therefore many wonder about this Or Chaim. So, in the Achroinim, Tshuvas Beis Yitzchak and Yordaya Semen Ches, Klichem, down the weekly parasha, many Achroinim come up with different tirutzim. One is, maybe there would be a difference between a person that had good intentions, like Yosef's brothers, the Shlo, and many other commentators, various commentators and Meforshim, come up with different interpretations. That the Shvotim actually were convinced that Yosef is Chayev Misa. It wasn't just out of hatred that they wanted to destroy his life. They thought they're doing a mitzvah. And therefore, that would not be a transgression, even though they had a mistake. Well, if we would have a problem with Yosef or with the Shvotim, this would be a good teretz. But we actually don't have a problem with Yosef, nor do we have a problem with the Shvotim. We have a problem with the Or Chaim, and the Or Chaim speaks in very clear terms. Misherotzo lahashkis lechaveri samamovis vehishkeu yayin. Samamovis isn't a mitzvah. And therefore, I also cannot accept what the Beis Yitzchak says. And he says, a person that wanted to do an aveda, and at the end he did a mitzvah, is different. It's not just a reshus, but a mitzvah. In our case, the Shvatim wanted to kill Yosef, but on the other hand, they did a great mitzvah, lahach yois amrav, and therefore they need no slicha v'kapora. Once again, the lechaim mekodeshes rotzel lahashkus lachaveiroi samamomis v'shkeu yayin. Ah, maybe he means yayin dalet koisis? Strange. Or yayin lekedusha lav dalta? The lechaim mekodesh says very clear statement. He wanted to kill his friend, v'lahashkot lo samamomis v'shkeu yayin, Eineno tzorich kapora, and the Gemara says he does need a kapora. So, I think a more reasonable approach would be to differentiate between Bein Odom L'Chaveroi and Bein Odom L'Mokoyim. Because in the entire realm of Bein Odom L'Mokoyim, we are dealing with Avoides Elohim and Kervis Elohim. It is what you do and what you want to do and your intentions and kavanas that make all the difference. But Bein Odom L'Chaveroi, the underlying factor at the end of the day is the result, the Totza'ah. To the extent that the Gemara says if a person lost a dollar, fell out of his pocket, and a poor man found that dollar, he has schar mitzvah, even though he didn't do any mitzvah. He didn't give anything to the oni. He had no intention of giving tzedakah. But at the end of the day, it is his money that made another person happy, and therefore he gets some degree of schar, even though he definitely wasn't mekayim a mitzvah. So, when we are dealing in the realm of Bein Odom L'Mokoyim, like Bosachazia, like Nidorim, Chazal rightfully say, Misha itkaven lechol Bosachazia, afal pi she'ol b'yodei Bosatele, tzarich machil eslicha v'kapora. Bein Odom L'Chaveroi would be different. And the Aveira, the transgression of Achei Yosef, was Bein Odom L'Chaveroi, and that is a different rule. And if at the end of the day, they did a good deed and not a bad one, they need no kapora. I think this argument would be more reasonable than the others. However, let me make this clear. In my personal opinion, I think the way we have to understand the Ora Chaim is he probably didn't forget a Gemara that appears twice in Shas. What he means, it is not an Aveira Gemura. Chazal say, Tzarich Mechila Slicha VeKapara. But it's a milsa de pshita, it wasn't oiver on an isra. Which isra exactly was the oiver? It is only a machshava. He didn't eat chasin, he ate bosot teleh. She didn't violate the nether because there was no nether at the time when she intended to violate it. So, it is true, Tzarich Mechila Slicha VeKapara, but it is not an Aveira, and there is no Oynish Gomor. I think that is the most reasonable way to understand the Ora Chaim HaKodesh. However, what I want to make clear, and this is a very, very interesting comment. The Gemara says, Tzarich Mechil Eslicha VeKapora, but the Rambam writes, beyond that, Makanois and Makas Mardus. The concept of Makas Mardus is usually when a person is Oiva and Nisid Arabonim, there is no Malkas Arboim, because Malkas Arboim is only Lav Shiesh Bo Maise, but there is Makas Mardus, certain punishment by flogging. And the Rambam writes, Perik Yud Beis Alochi Yud Ches Makanoisoi Makas Mardus. And this is actually a Gemara in Nozio Daf Chof Gimel. Who wishes to know the Minozio? Rabbi Yehuda says, the main esophagus says, Warboam tispig makas mardis. If she doesn't get makas aboam, at least she gets makas mardis. Ishua feirem v'ashem yislachlo. So it is defined, at least categorized, as an aveira. Otherwise, there would be no makas mardis. Another comment I want to make, it is also in the context of lifnei v'loisit en michsho. Because there's a fascinating Chiddush of Tosfos in Kiddushin Lamed Beis and Aleph. The Gemara tells the story of Rav Huna who wanted to check his son whether he is an angry boy. Midas Hakas is a very negative midah, as we know from Sifra Musa. So he took a precious garment and tore it to shreds in the presence of his son. I could only assume,
probably it was a garment that belonged to his son. Because I don't know many boys that would be angry if a person tears his own garment. And he wanted to check whether his son would have the Recheretz, how he would react. And the Gemara asks, well, is over the said Mechshel, because his son would become angry and he would not act appropriately towards his father. He would be over on Kvoid Avem. So the father actually is over the Mifnevel said Mechshel. The Gemara says, the Mochel Ikrei. Avshel Mochel Kvoidoi Kvoidoi Mochel. Tosfos comments that he had to notify his son that he is Mochel al Kavoidoi. It is not enough if he is Mochel al Kavoidoi Beinu Lebein Atzmoi, because if his son wasn't aware that he is Mochel al Kavoidoi, then that is similar to Mishit Kaven Lechol Bosor Chazir Va'olo Biyodoi Bosor Tale Shetzalich Mechilis Licha Vekapola. So Tosfos argues that the way we understand this Gemara is a somewhat strange situation. The father told the son in advance, you should know, if you're going to yell at me or scream at me or not act appropriately, then I am moichel in advance. And nevertheless, he saw this as a test, what type of midas his son has. So what we learn from Tosfos is a person is machshel es chaveiro b'machshev es chaveiro, it is defined as lifnei yevel esit mechshel. So from these two sources we learn that it's not just some fuzzy midas chasidus belvad, but in a way defined as an aveda. But that does not contradict what I argued pshat nor chaim. Yes, it is v'chal lifnei yevel esit mechshel. And the Rambam even says there is malchus mardus, but nevertheless it's not an aveda gemura. There is a certain einish, but even so, I would say the Chaim HaKodesh means to say it's not an Aveda Gemura that has a defined einish bidei shumayim, somewhat of a doichik, but more reasonable than any other pshat we could say in the Or HaChaim. Let's have a look at the Rambam, when the Rambam says that makanois and makas mardus, because the more accepted understanding is, it's a chiddush, but even though there's only machsheves aveda, there was no maisa aveda, nevertheless, it is in the level of chumra, like in Isra Rabon, and therefore there's makas mardus. That is the way Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan understands this din, Nachal Yitzchak Choshu Mishpot Siman Lamed Aleph. That is the way everybody understands it. Everybody except the Briskarov. And the Chedushim of the Briskarov in Stencil, the Briskarov argues, if there's Makas Mardis, then Behechreach, that it's considered a Mais Aveda. Machsheves Aveda, Hirur Aveda, there could be no Makas Mardis. So we must understand this is defined as a Mais Aveda. Even more than that, the Briskarov argues that the Loshon of the Rambam is Mashma, that there would be Malkus, if not that the Torah is Memayit, that there is no Malkus. So from Isha HaFeinam Vashem Yislachla, we learn that there's Potem Malkus, but nevertheless, Makas Mardus, yes. Makas Abuam, not. And therefore, it's a Maisa Aveira. Otherwise, we cannot understand why there would be Makas Mardus. What I find so extremely difficult in this interpretation is, which Mais Aveda is it? What is it? Achilles Chazer? After all, Olo Biyodoi Bosar Tale. How could we define this as a Mais Aveda? What was Shioiva? Lo Yachel Devoroi? But there was no Neder. At the time, she was over the Neder, but no longer was a Neder. So how could we say this is a Mais Aveda? I do not think there's any mishmos in the Loshon of the Rambam that the Torah is memayit memakas avon. Let's carefully go over the Loshon of the Rambam. Nadrava hafer lahaavo abal v'hilo yodo shehefer v'ovro anidro el shavuoso bezodoy narei ze pturo afor pishen eschavno leiso hoyol menase heter ptura v'al ze neemar v'ashem yislech lo ki hen yevini yoiso makanoiso makas mardus. The Beis Kerov understood that when the Rambam writes Va'al Zene Emar Hashem Yislech Lo, the Kavon of the Rambam is Al Aptur. For Pishin et Kavanah Yisur Hoyel V'Nasa Heter Ptura Va'al Zene Emar V'Hashem Yislech Lo. I would think that's the Kavon of the Rambam. The Rambam states Afro Pishin et Kavanah Yisur Hoyel V'Nasa Heter Ptura, and that is what we know from Svara. Then the Rambam goes on and says, "Val zene mar v'Hashem yislach lo, shetzicha mechila v'slicha v'kapora, ulefichach makanois makas mardes mepnei shenit kavna liyisur." The Roshna of the Gemara in Nozichov Gimel Amud Aleph, Messiah Bor of Yehuda, emeina sefeg es so abom tisbring makas mardes. Once again, one could argue this lotion, this formulation, emeina sefeg es abom tisbring makas mardes. As if to say, the Torah was Mamayit from Makas Aboam, but the Torah wasn't Mamayit from Makas Mardes. But because the Etzem Svora is so far-fetched and so difficult even to define, I don't think these Dikduka Lashoina should override Yosher HaSvora. There is no Maisa Aveira. There is Machsheves Aveira, and therefore there's Makas Mardes. Which brings us to a different question, which the Chassam Sofer asks in his Sefer Al HaTorah on the Posek Isho HaFeirom V'Hashem Yislach Lo. Kiddush Namat Chesom Et Beis, the Gemara says, Machshuva Ro, Ein HaKodesh Baruch Hu Metzarf Al HaMaisa. Machshuva Toiv HaKodesh Baruch Hu Metzarf Al HaMaisa. So how come מי שהתכוון לכל בוסך עזה ואו לא ביודע בוסה תלה צריך מחיל הסליחה וכפורה, that's only Machshuva Ro. Chassam Sofer says, "Machshov ro, ein kodesh boch mitzaraf al ha'maisa." It's not considered as a maisa, but nevertheless, it is a certain level of chait, and therefore tzarich mechilas lichva kapor. From Pashtus Asugiyas Mashma, there was no einish whatsoever, no einish and no aveda, because the Gemara deals there with the sugi of shlucha mitzvah einam nizoiken. And the Gemara tells a terrible story about a person that went up on a ladder to be mitzkayim, the mitzvah of shaliach again. He fell off the ladder and he perished. So the Gemara asks, how could one say, shluchei mitzvah einam nizukim? The Gemara says, well, maybe you would think, shemohirer ba'avera. When he was standing on that ladder, he had a hirur aveira, and therefore he was punished. But machshav ro ein hakodesh baruch hu metzarf al ha'maisa. So what we see from this Gemara is machshav ro ein hakodesh baruch hu metzarf al ha'maisa. There could be no einish and no chait, because if there would be even some einish, then once again, maybe this gula of shlicha mitzayin and zayken wouldn't apply. And therefore, I think what we learn from this sugi is Machshav Aro Ein HaKodesh Baruch Hu Metzarf Al HaMaisa, and there is no einish whatsoever. So, Hadar Kushi L'Duchte. I just quoted the Gemara in Kedushin Lamed Tesom Et Beis. I think by mistake I said Lamed Chesed, Lamed Tesom Et Beis. I think Kushi Mi'ikora Leisa. When the Gemara says Machshav Ro Ein HaKodesh Baruch Hu Metzarf Al HaMaisa, we are dealing with something similar to the concept of Hirur Aveira She'en Odu Mitzvah Memenu B'chol Yom. Thoughts are only thoughts. So if a person had a Machsheves Aveira, he deserves no einish. It is something we have to try to avoid. It definitely isn't a Midas Chassidus, but there is no einish. Our case is harsher than just Machsheves Aveira. It is not only Machsheva, the person had clear intention to eat Chazer, and he actually ate. He was a lucky man. Somebody switched the Chazer for Bosa Tale. But it wasn't only Hirur Aveira, he acted upon his intention. And when this Isha ate a slice of bread, she ate it knowing that she made a nether, she will not eat that slice of bread. So she acted upon her bad intentions. She was lucky that her husband annulled the nether.
without her being aware of that fact. And therefore, in our case, Tzorach Mechilas Lech Kapora. So, let me say this. There was no Maisa Aveda. But there was a Maisa with Kavonis Aveda. And this is somewhere in between. It is harsher than Machshov Aro En HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metzarif Ela Maisa. But I once again argue against the Biskarov. It isn't a Maisa Aveda. It is a Maisa with Machsheves Aveda. But nevertheless, what we learn from the Gemara is that there is Makos Mardus. And what we learn from Tosfos is that if a person brings another person to such a situation, Yezoiva an Lifnei Iver Lo Titen Michshol. Based on Tosfos, there are a few Chidushi Halacha which I want to discuss. We're going to discuss three interesting psokim, relevant psokim, halacha lamais. Chofetz Chaim in Hilchos Loshon Hara, Simen Daled, says, if a person saw another person, Reuven saw Shimon stealing from Levi, or damaging Levi's possessions, he's not allowed to tell Levi, because Levi probably will do whatever is within his power to get his money back. He might assault Shimon. He might hit him. He might just get into his home and take his money away because he is entitled to get his money back. Even though Reuven knows that Levi is entitled because Shimon stole from Levi, but Shimon doesn't know only al pi ed echod, and ed echod has known emonus in mominus. And therefore, Shimon is not allowed to assault Levi or to take his money away based on knowledge that he has from an Eid Echod. Eid Echod has known among us and moments. And therefore, Reuven is Machshel Levi in what seems to be a Machsheves Gezeila. Reuven knows that there actually is not Gezeila because Shimon did damage or harm Reuven, and he's chayav l'shalom. But Levi doesn't know that, only al pi adechod, and therefore Reuven should not tell Levi because he is machshel Levi lifnei iver lo titen michshol. Who am I to dispute the Chofetz Chaim? But in my humble opinion, I do not understand. I don't think it's the same. Levi has no intention to steal, and he has no machsheves aveda. According to what he learned from Shimon, he is entitled to get his money back. Maybe, by halachic definition, he cannot rely on Shimon. But he definitely has no sinister motives or intentions, no bad intentions. That is a far, far cry from Mishnah Eschaven Lechol Bosei Chazio or Isha Shemitkavenet Lavor Al Hanedar. They have clear intentions to be oiver niso. Levi has no intention of stealing or taking money he is not entitled to take. He isn't acting in accordance to halachic criteria, but that is not neschamen lechol bosei chazio. To me, it is so clear that it's not the same. Psak number 2, Tshuvas Minchas Shloim Mechela Gimel, Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach. A man walks into an office where a lady is sitting, obviously totally oblivious to the Yisur of Yichud. Now this lady knows that her husband is in town, Bala Be'ir, there's no Yisur of Yichud. But the Jew that came into her office is not aware that her husband is in town. Reb Shlomo Zalman says she has to tell him, my husband is in town. And therefore there is no Yisur Yichud. Because if she doesn't tell him, then he is oiver from his perspective Yisur Yichud. Even though there is no Yisur Yichud, but he's not aware that there is no Yisur Yichud, so that's like Hitkaven lechol bosa chazav ola biyodoy bosa tlech. There is no Yisur Yichud because Baal HaBe'ir, there's no Yisur Yichud. But he isn't aware that Baal HaBe'ir, so from his perspective, there should be an Yisur Yichud. And he is mitkaven navor al Yisur Yichud. So she has to tell him, my husband is in town. Now, practically speaking,
it would be a bit strange. You know, a lady walks into the office and says, I want all of you to know my husband is in town. She would appear insane. And they would think to themselves, what does she think? Person walks into her office and she says, I want you to know my husband is in town. Don't dare touch me. Don't dare come over to me. But by halachic definition, the Chayyur Reb Shem Zalman has an argument because there is no Issa Yichud. But the person isn't aware that there is no Issa Yichud. So that would be similar to what we learn from Tosin Kedushin is that the responsibility rests upon the one that knows that there is no invader involved to notify the other party. Even in this case, I think it is not the same. Because the person walking into a room either is ignoring the Issa, he definitely might be over an Issa, but the reason he's walking into this room is not because he wants to be over an Issa Yichud. He's ignoring his halachic obligation, noheg shelo kedin over al Issa Yichud, but it is not his intention to be over an Issa Yichud. It is not the same as mishit keven lechol boser chazir or mishit keven lavor al neder. It is closer than in the Chofetz Chaim scenario. But I still think walking into the room has many implications. And we can see it in many ways. Issa Yichud is only one of them. When a person intends to eat Macholos Asuros, he has intention of being over alav. The same when a person intends to eat something he made a neder to keep away from. When a person walks into a room and he is over an yichud, I won't say it necessarily is a shoygig, but it definitely is a lack of awareness, which is harsh in itself, which is a davar chomer. But the entire concept of Mishan Eschav Lechel Bo Sechazi is a chidush, ve'en lecho bo yel chidushoi. I think the yichud question might be different. However, lechumre, I agree with Reb Shem Zalman. So instead of just saying, I want you to know my husband is in town, maybe what she could say is, you're probably aware my husband is in town, and therefore there is no issur yichud, so you are entitled to sit here, or something of that nature. Psak number 3, which is totally similar to the Chazir scenario. In an office, in a shop, in a yeshiva, somebody is stealing. One of the boys in the yeshiva is stealing money. One of the people working in the office or in the store, and we want to find out who is the thief. So, the most simple way is to bait him. So what they usually do is take a $100 bill, make a simon, you know, a certain simon on that bill, and leave it in one of the drawers or on the table, and then, well, it's a very unpleasant situation. But the CEO that's in charge of the company, or the person who is in charge of the shop, or the yeshiva, or the mashgiach, could always take the boys and say, empty out your pockets, and then find the one that took that $100 bill. Reb Shem Zalman argues, he's even if he was at Michel, even though, let's say, he is Moichel, the Isser of Gezel. He's even mafkir the $100 bill, but when that boy will be pocketing that money, he intends to steal. Even if there is no Issa Gezel, because it was our intention, we put it down, he should steal, and that's like a mechile, but he's not aware of that. And therefore, it still is definitely a illicit mechshel. I think this case is totally similar to the two situations which Chazal described. And Afar Pi Ken, I don't think it's an Issa, for two reasons. One reason is, even though Chazal say, Tzorach Mechilas Licha VeKapora,
But this iser is le'ein aruch, more lenient than actual theft, than actual achilas chazir, than actually being goyven on the neder. After all, it's not alive. And at the beginning of this shir, explaining the Rechaim, I already voiced my opinion, it's not an iser gomer. And the oynish is not an oynish gomer, even though the Rambam says there is makas maratis. And therefore, when we want to catch that thief, we don't want to hang him. We don't want to put him before a firing squad. We want to stop this for his benefit and for the benefit of his friends. So, putting down that $100 bill is more hatsola than hachshola. So to be machshol a person b'machsheves aveira, maybe we could help him and save him from ma'isa aveira that would not be considered lifnei v'lasit mishul. Argument number one. Number two, I think that in the process of doing justice and in the process of asiyas tzedek v'hamishpot, there is no iser of lifnei yevalesit mirshol. Many isurim sheben adam l'chaveiroi are pushed aside in the process of asiyas tzedek v'hamishpot. One of the great gedolim 250 years ago in Shalas Tshuvas Mutzal Ma'esh made an interesting comment, an interesting question. How could there be a din of Shavuos Beis Din? How could I be mashbia and demand an oath from the defendant or the claimant? Why wouldn't that be lifnei v'lasit mirshol? Maybe he's going to be nishba Shavuos Sheker, and I caused him a Shavuos Sheker. So one could answer in two different approaches. One is more inclusive, and the other one would be a broader approach. One could say, after one of the Torahs, there's a din of Shavuos Adecho, the din of Shavuos Moed B'Mikzvos. So it is very clear that the Torah is matir, pushes aside the Issur of Lifnei Yevalosit Mikshu. But I think it is more than that. It's not a Chiddush Shechidush Torah. It's a Svara Pshut. How could I bring a person before a court, before a Beis Din? Why wouldn't there be an Issur of Hamal ben pnei chaveroi, ein loy chelek liyolam abo. So it daf yud gimel, the Gemara says, mutav shiyapa lo damas melekiv shenweish, v'al yal ben pnei chaveroi berabim. When you bring a person before Beizen, there is always some halbonus ponim involved, and it's always berabim. Well, three dayonim, two edim, a toveya, a nidba, usually there's some other people around. For what? For $10, for $20, for $50, for $100? Mutav shi'aparatz melekif shenoeish. In the process of justice, in the process of asiyas adin, there is no iser of arbonas poram. There is no iser of lifnei yevaloisit mechshol. Because the goal, the objective of punishing who deserves punishment, dealing out justice, asiyas tzedek v'mishpat, overrides other inyonim shebein odom l'chaveiroi. So putting down that $100 bill, it's not an act of Beis Din. It's not the same as Shavuos Beis Din, or as the actual Ma'amad of Beis Din. But nevertheless, I think that when people are entitled lasot Mishpat v'tzedek, and to catch a thief, there is no isa of lifnei yevaloisit mirshol. I mentioned the Rambam before. Not only mentioned, but we actually dealt at length with the Rambam that there is makas mardas beyond mechilas licha v'kapora. What would the din be when a person made a neder, and he was actually over on the neder, and b'dieved, after he was over on the neder, he goes to a chochem, and there's a concept of heter chochem, chochem oiker es a neder me'ikroi. Would he need mechilas licha v'kapora? Well, probably that would be a kal v'choymer.
I think this scenario is far graver and harsher than mi shemitkaven lechol bosar chazir va'olo biyodoi bosar taleh. Because that woman, when she intended to be over hananeder, there actually was no neder. She just wasn't aware that there is no neder. But in the situation of Hatoras Chochem, when the person was over on the nether, he actually was over on the nether. It is only after that, b'diyevet, shechochem oiker is nether mikroi, kal v'choy mishetzirich mechilis lech v'kapo. So some achronim ask, why doesn't the Rambam say that there's makas mardos in this situation of Perek Vav of Hilchas Shavuos Halacha Yud Ches? The Rambam writes, if a person was over on the nether, and then a chochem was oiker the nether meikoroi, potom amalkus, potom ekorbim. Why doesn't you write that there's makas mardos? It is clear to me that there definitely is makas mardos. Yes, very much so. However, the Rambam doesn't say it. Because one of the basic rules in the formulation of the Mishneh Torah is that Rambam doesn't write new halachos, only halachos that appear in Divrei Chazal, Mishneh, Tosefta, Sefer Sefri, HaTalmudim, Bavli, or Yerushalmi. In the rare occasions that the Rambam does write new halachos, he always stresses Yira'eli. So it's no wonder why the Rambam writes Makas Mardos Perikut Beis of Nedor Maluchi Yitches, when the Baal was made for the Neder before his wife was over on the Neder, because that's a Gemara, Nozichov Gimel. Regarding Shalas Chucham, there is no Gemara. And the Rambam relies on our understanding, on our common sense, that if there's Makas Mardos when there actually was no nether, because the nether was annulled before the person violated his nether, kal v'chomer that there would be malchus marlis when chochem oiko is a nether meikaro. The entire concept of Atoras Chochem I dealt with at great length in Minchas Osho Chumish Bamidbar, Siman Samech Dalad. In Semes Samachay, I dealt with the question when a person violated the neder, whether he has a chiyuv of going to a chochem. But that is a discussion we had in the past. We will probably, Be'ezrat Hashem, have in the future. It is not something I want to discuss in today's shiur. So we dealt with a very interesting sugya. Bad intentions and good results. Mishit kaven lecho bosor chazir va'olo biyodoi bosor tale. The chiddush in the Gemara shetzarich mechila, slicha, ve'kapara. This week is the last parsha, parshas v'yechi and chumash bereishis. This week we say goodbye to the Oves HaKadoshim for 4 months, 3 months actually. We've been learning Sifron Shel Ovos, Chumash Bereishis, and almost every week I stressed Divrei Chazal, Chai Avodam Loimer Mosi Yagiyo Masa Lemasei Avotai. This week's parsha is the culmination of Chumash Bereishis, and next week we start to learn Sefer HaGolus VaHaGa'ulo. Before Yaakov Avinu is Ole B'Sara HaShemayim, he calls his 12 children. Yud Beis Shifteko, Yikobtzu VaGidol Lachem Esar Shiyikro Eschem B'Yachlos HaYomim. And Rashi writes, Bikesh Yaakov LeGalus HaZakeitz, Ra'a Shenestalko Memeno Shechino. What does Yankiv do?
The Gemara says in Pesachim Nun Vav Amud Aleph, Shem Achaz V'Sholom Yesh B'Mitos Yipsul, Kavrom Sheyatza Memenu Yishmor, Ki Yitzchok Ovi Sheyotza Memenu Yesov, Omru Lo Bonov Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod, Ki Shem She'ein B'Libcho Ela Echod, Kach Ein B'Libeinu Ela Echod.
Why did the children respond? Why did the children respond? Why did they understand that he is dealing with Emunah, with Avas Hashem, maybe something else?
Well, in Medrash, the Medrash is more specific. Yaakov Avinu said, Shemu yesh belibchem al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why would he think sheyesh belibom al HaKadosh Baruch Hu? In Zohar HaKadosh, Parshas Bahar, and in Targum Yerushalmi, in this week's Parsha, we find a very profound idea. This is something which is above and beyond the realm of our understanding. Nisgav mebino seino. But nevertheless, it's Divrei Chazal, and we have to learn to the extent that we derive Torah and Musa. Adam Arishon, in a way, I stress in a way, bederech min adrochim, ba'oifim min ha'oifanim, was poigim in gimel aveiros chamura shebetorah. Avoda zara, giloy arayos, v'shvichas damim. There are various sugyas in Shas, like Sanhedrin Lamed Ches Omid Beis, Medesh Tanchum Parshas Masai, in which we find Ramazim to this basic idea. Who could be metaken what Odom Arishon was makalkel, if not Shloshet Amudei Ulam, Oves HaKadoshim Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov? The three of them had to be metaken the pgam, and these Gimel Averes Chamura Shebetoyra. Avraham Avinu was metaken the begam of Gilui Arayos because he had two children. Yitzchak was Kodesh Kodoshim. Yishmoel is Shotuf Bezime Be'arayos. That is the Achilles heel of Yishmoel. So Yishmoel was pushed out of the Machne, thrown over the fence, and Yitzchak stayed to build Kerem Beis Yisrael, and that was the Tikkun of Gilui Arayos. Yitzchak, like his great father Avraham, had two children, Yaakov and Esav. Esav was a Ritzayach. Esav was thrown out. Yaakov is Kodesh Kudeshi. Ki bi Yitzchak yekora lachazera, velo kol Yitzchak. That was the tikkun of Shvichas Damim. Yaakov Avinu knew this side, he was aware of it, and therefore all his life he was terrified. Whom will I have to sacrifice? My father sacrificed one of his two sons. My grandfather sacrificed one of his two sons. What will be my fate? And Baruch Hashem, he looked at his great children, Kulam Ahuvim, Kulam Berurim, Yud Beis Shifteika, Mitoso Shleimo, the great gratification. Before he passes away suddenly, Rosh and Estalkom Emen Eshchino, and all this horror came back to haunt him. And Yaakov says, well, I know what I was designated to be metaken. The only begam Shadain Lo Baal Tikuno is Avoy Dezora. Shema yesh belibchem al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is there anyone sitting around this table that chas v'sholem yesh beliboy al HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Maybe that is my fate. And like my father and great-grandfather, maybe I too have to lose some of my children. And then his children say, no, no, beloved father, Keshem Shem Belibhu ala Kodesh Bohu, Kachem Belibenu ala Kodesh Bohu, and Yaakov says, Boruch Shem Kevoid Malchusoi, Leolam Voy. So, why was Yaakov Zoyche to what his great others were not Zoyche? Why was Yaakov different? And how was Yaakov Metaken the Pagam in Avodah Zorah? The Zohar Kodesh says in Parshas Vayishlach, Shloisha Sovesem Keneged, Tairu Avoidu Gemeles Chosod, the three pillars of the world. Just the other way around. Chazal say Torah, then Avodah, then Gemeles Chosod, and by the Ovis it was first Chesed, Titn Chesed Lavrom, then Avodah, and then Torah. When the tikkun is a tikkun of Torah, nobody has to be thrown over the fence, and nobody has to be pushed out of the machane. Torah is Mekadosh, Torah is Metayer. With the tikkun of Torah, everybody could be made whole. Everything could be rectified. Everything could be sanctified. And that is why Yankov was Zoicha Mitosoi Shleim Olefnei Amokim. All his children, all the 12, each and every one of them with different strengths and different weaknesses and different traits and a different nefesh and a different personality, but all stayed to be Amudei HaTovach, Yud Beis, Shiftei Koh, Kulam Ahuvim, Kulam Berurim. Because the tikkun of Torah is Metaken B'Shorosho, and nobody was pushed aside. That is what is unique about the tikkun of Torah Hashem v'Talmudo. And maybe that is why the Posek says, Miyadei Abir Yankov Misham Roya Evin Yisroel, Rashi brings from Chazal. Roya Evin Yisroel, Evin is a abbreviation. Nutreken, Av Ubenon, Avon Ubenon Yankov Abonov. Miyadei Abir Yankov, Misham Roya Evin Yisroel. That is the broch of Ovis Abonim. And that is the blessing which every Jewish father and every Jewish mother wishes for themselves. Misham roya even Yisrael, av ubnan, misham miyedei abir Yankov. Lo ki Avrom velo ki Yitzchok, elo ki Yankov. So let us teach Torah to our children, and we will be blessed with the brocha of Yankov. Miyadei Abir Yankov, Misham Roya Even Yisrael, Av Ubenan. Kapitel Ayin Beis in Tehillim is the last tefillah of David. And the last posik in Kapitel Ayin Beis says, Kolu Tefillois David Ben Isha. What is the first posik in Kapitel Ayin Beis, Perek Ayin Beis of Tehillim? Elokim Mishpotecho LeMelech Ten, Vitzitkoschu leben melech, and Rashi writes, Mishpot is Midas Adin, and Tzitkoschu is Midas Arachamim. David says, Midas Adin take all a bi, v'Midas Arachamim ten lebni. Every Jewish parent, sometime or later, davens and says, if you have anything in store, Midas Adin, please give it to me. Have mercy on our children, because children are the most precious gift that we have, and all our tefillos are directed into our children. Miyadei Abir Yankov Misham Roya Even Yisrael Av Ubenan. So when we say goodbye to Sifron Shel Avos, and we deal so much with Torah Avos, and we try to emulate their Maisim Gedolim, we should be zoich to Schus Avos, and Chaz Dayos and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the broch of Misham Roya Even Yisrael, like Yankov Avinu, Miyadei Abir Yankov, Av Ubenan. You should all have nachas from your children. Zchus Avos should be with us. Ubeglal Avos, Toshia Bonim, Vesovi Geula Levnei Veneim, Bemehero, Viyomenu, Amen.